This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend. We're discussing our youth, 1970s, but now we come to the 2020s. And there's a headline in the New York Times this morning, George, that caught my attention because it used the word restless, as in our allies are growing restless with the war in Ukraine. Are we moving into a new phase? We're told repeatedly it's an artillery war. We're told that the battle is between new weapon systems pouring into Ukraine and the Russian weapon systems coming out of mothballs or the wrecking yard. But in any event, there appears to be, at least reading it from 20,000 feet with the fog of war, Russian forces taking more and more of the Donbass. What phase are we looking at now, George? And does this herald an end of the fighting or a new direction of the fighting?
The Russians seem to have gotten their act together. They first came in thinking that there would be no resistance from the Ukrainians. That was obvious in the way they carelessly came in. Now they have focused not on all of Ukraine, but on one region, the Donbass, and have organized their army to focus on that. That's a difference, and it's also working. But we also have to remember that the Donbass region, even before the war, was a Russian-dominated region. Many of the inhabitants there are Russian. The Russians tried to send in special forces to support them and aid them. So the Donbass would not really change the dimension. The question is, that we don't know yet, is this new organization manned enough and capable enough to move, say, southward toward Odessa and extend this war? At the same time, the Ukrainian army seems to be getting very tired. They've been fighting for a long time, and that's brutal. And they've been fighting, and it just seems that their ability to maneuver, which they had at the beginning, seems to be going away. As for our allies, they never wanted this war. They didn't want to alienate the United States or encourage the Russians. They wanted it to happen real fast. Like all most wars, it doesn't happen real fast. And so they're looking for the exit. Macron of France wants to be the guy who negotiates it. He's constantly calling Putin. And the Germans just want to go on to selling cars and stuff. So no one was enthusiastic for this war. No one likes the American economic war. Even the Americans are getting a bit tired of the demands for weaponry from the Ukrainians. So we are now at the point where this gets serious. I don't want to dismiss what happened before, but now the stakes are on the table.
We're witnessing what appears to be a division in the EU, in NATO, between Berlin and Paris, who want an accommodation, who want to get back to repairing their economies after the pandemic, and the Baltic states on the front line with Belarus, and also Poland. Is that division sufferable? Can they hold together through this division, or are we going in different directions in the future?
From Poland's point of view and America's point of view, the question is this. If Russia takes Ukraine, what does it go after next? So there's a very, in the same way the Russians were saying, if you hold Ukraine, you'll come after us, what are they going to do? And the Poles are convinced they're coming after them. The U.S. wants this to be the border. They want really powerful guarantees that there's not going to be any further advancement. Russians can't give it. So you've got a split between part of Europe, the United States and Poland and the Baltics. You have a very powerful force for continuing the war as is, and a fragmented force trying to do it. But it's going to be unhappy. It doesn't like this.
A Russia in at the negotiating table wants guarantees that its near abroad, its borderlands will be secure. Is NATO the person to give those guarantees, given the enmity of these last months, George?
Well, guarantees are pieces of paper, and they are about worth about as much. We want to be sure that Russia, if it were on the border of Ukraine, would not attack Poland, would not attack other countries. We aren't convinced, and I'm not convinced, that Putin does intend to impose a new Cold War. He was a KGB agent in Germany, in East Germany. That was a very safe place for the Russians, that region. They lost it in 1991. Ukraine is maybe the first step, not the last step. So both sides are totally mistrustful of each other. Both are afraid that the other one's going to double-cross them, and one of them probably will. So we are not going to be able to end the war. But like Vietnam, the exit is hard to see.
Do you hear, George, in your conversations, the word détente being brought out of storage?
I have not heard that word. I have, however, heard many people say we have to understand the Russian position, which is true, and we have to accommodate it, which is problematic. See, there are two reasonable fears. The West's fear of a Russian attack, the Russian fear of an American attack. The counter-argument is, hey, you've been in this position since 1991. We didn't go attack you at all. We didn't bring Ukraine into NATO. Stop making up problems. The Russian position is, yeah, that's what we said to Hitler. We wound up problems.
George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, commenting on where we are right now, a phase change in Ukraine conflict. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.